We're going to start with a simple question in order to think about thinking about different things in different ways. Does the universe think?
That's the question.
Yeah,
I'm going to punt that to Simone. You know she has the answer.
No. Now, wait just a minute now. You see what you started off doing there, Andrew? You said, see if she has the answer. Forget my question. Use the question and say, yes, I think the universe thinks, or no, I don't. And then you explain why what you mean by answering the question that way, instead of thinking, well, gee, I don't know what Roger means by that question, so I don't know the right answer. Get out of that. Answer the question and know what you mean in the answer. Forget the question.
So, Roger, in terms of like what we were just talking about before we started the show here on thinking different, I think that's my first step in thinking different, right there.
All right there. Now, does the universe think?
No.
Simone?
I say no.
Okay. Andrew, this is for you.
All right.
I want you to explain this. I want you to explain to me how, let's say in Book 1, Chronicle A, how is it that we possibly come down to assume or declare that the universe is comprised of mind or data and information?
I think you break down, you take anything, the telephone on your table there, and you break it down. You break down from the phone to, you know, bits and pieces of the phone to molecules, atoms, subatomic particles, and energy. You keep being able to break it down, and at each step you're able to break it down, you get the kind of like what's there at the next step you broke down, and you get data and information at each step. And somewhere past energy, science says that there's nothing past energy, but I assume that since you can break down energy, and there are different kinds of energy, meaning that just different energies behave differently, you can break it down and there's something fueling that difference, which might be...
So this is a wild-ass assumption on your part.
That's right. I have this leap between energy and then the fact that we get data...
Then stop leaping and go back up to molecules. What do you get if you break down molecules?
If I break down molecules, I get atoms, subatomic particles, maybe some energy, data, and information, all that.
Yeah, but just break down molecules. What do you get in the breaking down of molecules? You get atoms, and you get energy, and you get data and information in that one step alone, do you not?
I think so. Just can I ask you one question? This is just so I'm clear on the image we're creating. Yeah, that's what my answer is. What is the data and information that we get out of that?
Whatever you gained about breaking it down and what happens and what's going on and what you see and what you observe and what you know and what you conclude, what you confer, that's data and information.
So the mind stuff that I could talk about, think about, and use for the next thing.
But it shows you, let's say, that molecules then, you could say, are a conglomeration of atoms. That's data.
It shows you that.
That's information. There's the lesser part of that is data. So when you break down the molecules, you gain something besides just matter, as in atoms and energy. You gain data and information about their composition, their relationships, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Yes, you do.
That's okay. Then if you break down the atoms, you get subatomic particles and energy and more data and information about all that stuff, do you not?
You do, yes.
And if I break down the subatomic, the atoms, I get subatomic particles and energy and more data and information.
That's right.
And if I break down like E equals to mc squared, if I then break down the subatomic particles, I'm going to get energy and also data and information.
Okay, all right.
So, we can then say if I break down,
I just want to make sure you were going there.
So now if I break down the energy, because I've already destroyed all of the matter in E equals mc squared. If I then break down all the matter into energy, if I break down the energy, then in doing that, I get data and information, don't I?
Okay. Yes.
So I break down the universe to merely data and information. If I break down the information, the universe that I have then is merely data, is it not?
Yeah. Can I ask you one question, though? Why do scientists stop at energy and say there is nothing past energy? What's their rationale for that?
Well, because they're not using mind as something that they can measure or test for. So they're saying if we can't measure it and we can't test for it, it must not be there. So everything is only matter and energy because we can test for those things.
Oh, I see. So they do break down energy, but they
Say you can't break down energy and say all you can do is transfer energy to matter and break down matter and transfer it to energy, but you can't destroy energy, and I didn't say destroy. I said break down this energy and to its constituents.
Right. Okay.
So I have everything in the universe broken down to data and information. We can say, well, by definition, that is mind. And I could break it down further into merely data, which is data mind. Then what happens? Start putting it back together again, and what happens?
Oh, if you start putting data together, you get chunks of data, which function of the unit can call that information. Information puts together, and that creates. Working together creates energy.
Wait. Let's back up a minute. Did I hear you say that when you put data just sort of randomly bumps up against each other, and then through some weird process, it creates energy, information? How does it do that?
We'll just, for the sake of simplicity, use data as A, B, and C. A bumps into B. Oh, I forgot about this. And maintains a memory imprint of that event.
Ooh, what demonstrates that to occur?
That's a good question. What demonstrates that to occur?
Yeah, you just said it leaves a memory or an impact or. What? I challenge you on that. Who says?
Right. You know what? I'm in conjecture at this point. I guess I don't have any evidence of that.
It's the entanglement theory of science even today, that where in Einstein's early time it was that what he called a spooky theory, which was the early part of quantum mechanics, in which if you take a particle, divide it in half, and separate the two particles, and affect one half of that particle, the other half reacts or responds instantaneously. And because it acts and responds instantaneously, it doesn't communicate. Einstein says, well, what the hell is going on here? That's kind of spooky, isn't it? So he thought that that was a spooky concept of quantum mechanics. Well, that has then grown and expanded into entanglement theory, which says any two things like A, B, and C, but if you take two or more things like A and B that are entangled by either bumping up against each other or mutually associated or holding hands, that because of their relationship at one time, if I separate those two things as far as across the universe as I possibly can, and if I affect one of those things, the other thing is instantaneously affected as though they were still joined together at the hip.
Oh, okay.
And the question is, what the hell's going on? And the theory is, or the idea of that is, memory is going on. Because where you said there is, they bump up against each other and there is that impact. Well, yeah, and that's memory. So you
okay.
would say that
you
though.
Saying, You're saying the observable phenomenon of entanglement demonstrates what you're calling memory.
The effects or the action of entanglement. That's what Einstein said, what is going on? And what is going on is memory, not memories. Memory of the impact itself still remains with those particles, or the memory of the association of those particles. It still exists, and as such, then, they still respond as though they were still entangled. Okay?
Okay.
Now let me ask you.
So,
go ahead.
I also had a question. Is it correct to say that the spooky effect is in fact entangled memory?
Well, yes, but it's saying it just slightly incorrect, but it's close enough. Yes, it's entangled. It's the memory of entanglements. Okay, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between the process of the universe taking data and information and randomly bumping into each other and creating information? What is the difference between that and thinking?
So to me, I'm thinking that thinking is
putting random data and information together to create a concept or bigger information.
Let's see now. I guess I thought of I thought of thinking as being more intentional.
Oh, why? I didn't ask you whether the universe does intentional thinking. We know that that's not, which is why random is considered to be not intentional. But if we have we ever thought about, get out of the box of narrowing your thinking down. Why would you limit thinking down to intentional? I mean, for Christ's sake, you just sit there and thoughts come. You didn't stand out there and intentionally thought them necessarily.
I'll tell you why. If I follow the language structure of.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute now. But listen carefully. I never asked you, did the universe think in the language structure?
No. What I'm saying is, in the following just the sentence sounds like the universe is acting intentionally, and I'm not.
Well, get out of that. We're talking about from the get-go, sort of thinking outside of the box. No one, and even if you talk to a Buddhist, he's going to say, oh, you know, you got to quiet your monkey mind. It's all that crap that just comes and goes and passes through your mind. And you would you say, well, that's my greatest and finest intentional thinking, or is that just thoughts, random occurrences? And in that, is that not thinking? Isn't that yourself minding? And is the universe, if the universe is doing that, can we not say, well, yeah, hell, I guess the universe does think. Of course it does. But it may not do language thinking, and it may not do intentional thinking. But for all intents and purposes, when it joins data into information, however it may do that, randomly or whatever, the universe is thinking.
Okay.
Well, is so it?
I did the same mistake because I went to intentional thinking.
Of course you did, and everybody would say no because it doesn't do intentional thinking. But that's why I have tried to define random as being not intentional.
Okay. Mm.
So, the universe in thinking information, which then coalesces or bumps into each other and creates events and etc. The universe is thinking. You may not know what it's thinking because it isn't thinking in the same language as you are. But that doesn't mean that you can't take the question and say, well, yeah, I guess the universe doesn't do intentional thinking the way we think of it, and doesn't do language thinking, but when you really stop and think about it, the universe thinks. And then, when you put that back into language thinking, have you ever considered the possibility that, gee, the universe thinking in that way was mistaken as God? See, if the universe thinks, then there has to be somebody who's doing the thinking.
That's right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But no, that only occurs in language thinking.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, I guess if I intentionally sit and think about it right now, my earliest thoughts that I remember probably weren't real intentional. They were just sort of random.
That's right.
I mean, I think maybe I just remembered the sequence of the thoughts and must have made...
You probably wasn't even in any sequence to the thoughts in that regard necessarily, but it was random data and information, like hungry, wet.
Yeah, my chronological, my timeline remembrance of that, and then maybe I thought from that... there was an intention in it.
The odds are, you see, what you're doing is you're placing your form and construct of thinking today. Well, maybe that's the way I thought then. No, you probably didn't think that way again. You probably originally thought only as the universe thinks.
Okay.
So. So, Descartes, remember our nice little philosopher Descartes, was thinking one day, I wonder if there's anything I can really know with any degree of certainty. And after a lot of thinking, he came up with, I think, therefore I am. You want to explain that, or discuss that, or dismiss that? In terms of what we've said so far.
So it sounds like he's saying that because random thoughts occurs, I am.
So whether they are random or whatever in that regard, the act and fact of thoughts demonstrate that he is. Is that what you're saying?
If I can, yeah.
Okay, but you know now that what has happened as I think, thus therefore I am, has been distorted into the claim that the person who is aware he is thinking is a different person than who is doing the thinking.
Yes.
And in that, then, all I've done is take the language or the primary concept that of Descartes in thinking and laid it into language, and now said in order to suit language I have to have a person do the thinking and someone else know or observe that I am thinking.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if the universe thinks, does it have to have someone who observes that the universe thinks in order to be?
No, I guess not.
You see? So all we're doing is distorting everything by following our language, because then Buddhism says, well, then the person, the self that you think you are is not the self that you really are. Because the self you really are is somebody else.
Yeah.
But that's distorting the whole concept, the whole thing, for no reason. What those people are doing in that regard is saying language is right. What's going on in the universe is wrong.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say in all of this is, who in the world ever declared that language is right? Language is distorting the universe. So when you say, okay, the universe doesn't think because it's not intentional, because there's not a God behind it doing the thinking, all of those things are language constructs and don't have anything to do with knowing anything about the universe. What does it take? What would it take to get you out of such limited thoughts?
Different way of saying what I want to say there. A different way of talking about what the universe does. Oh wait, that's still limited. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Well, what'll it take?
No, I guess just a different looking at it.
Why?
Looking at it differently.
Why?
Well, because if I want you to say it different for me to hear it different, then that means I'm still looking for, language answer for the...
I don't disagree, but can't you then describe what you mean? We got here simply by my forcing you to describe what you meant when you take things apart piece by piece, get it down to data and information, then it randomly moves about and bumps up against each other, and that is thinking. If I just use the word thinking, you don't get out of your thoughts of it has to be intentional. Not true.
Okay.
So, right. The question is then, if you were going to get people to think differently or to understand what you're thinking, as you have to describe, you have to have it like a tell a little story and use the language only as a way to describe what you're talking about. And then when other people talk back to you, and they don't, they are not describing what they're saying. They're trying to find a word that says the right thing. You know that they don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
You see, when you when I say, "Does the universe think?" That was a trap. And all I wanted you to do is to answer yes or no. And if you say, "Well, it depends on what you mean by think." Well, of course it does, but you don't know what I mean by think. But you can answer the question by describing your answer, either yes or no.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, I see that.
And so you can deal, if you really know what you're talking about, you only know it by describing what it is you're talking about. You don't know at all what you're talking about if you are only wording what you are saying.
Okay.
You see? You see the importance of that? Well, anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because when we talk about or have been talking about continuing or remaining, you know, if we're going to talk about that, what do you mean by continue? When you say you want to continue, that doesn't mean anything unless you describe what it is you mean by continue. What does "hmm" mean?
Hadn't thought about describing that. I don't know what I was talking about.
That's right. And neither does anyone else know when you talk about, because when you want to continue, there's questions like, you, what you, continue, what is continuing? And if, as we started the conversation before, you move through time, or whether time passes through and around you, you can remain absolutely steadfast. And though whether time is moving through you or around you, though it appears that you are continuing, you are remaining steadfast. All of a sudden, we've changed the whole concept of what we talk about when we what we mean when we talk about continuing versus remaining. So what is it? You guys, you wouldn't go over the wall of when I said no. The universe continues, and the reason for that is it doesn't have a choice, and you do not. And everybody got upset. And they've been upset ever since.
That's right. That was 2011.
That's what?
So that was 2011. That was the entire year. Yeah.
So now the question is, if you want to continue, what do you mean by that? And if you don't know yourself what you mean by that, why would you bet your whole life on continuing when you don't even know what you mean by that?
Well, maybe, yeah. I guess I assumed that I meant just I, obviously, whatever I is. So I don't really know.
Well, all right, we've just started right there. Give me a talk about I.
Okay, then I'm going to go with my answer from a couple weeks ago, the options to give myself choices. The I that creates options for me to live.
If you use that I, then you are using that you want to continue choosing, changing, varieting, doing
really?
Differently. Well, you wanted the I that gives you choices to continue.
I said I that options.
Okay, the I that options, and you want to continue optioning.
Yeah, that's what I thought I understood from the last 2 weeks, yes.
This is the point I'm trying to say. Speaking over the phone is a little difficult because I can't read you so well, but
okay.
You don't, if you don't question, then you don't know what I'm talking about. Do you want to continue? Now I'm saying, okay, maybe you don't want the you that options to continue. If the time passes around you and is ever changing and different, or if you move through time, how would you ever know anything if everything around you is changing, everything within you is changing, and you are changing?
It's a little confusing.
But isn't that the nature of your life today? Because you want to continue changing, and because you think that by changing you are continuing. That has nothing to do with anything. So when you say you'll do anything, you will destroy your life in order to maintain some you think you are continuing or changing. Don't you want to say anything about that?
No, I'm sort of just mulling this thing over.
Are you willing to be born anew in every moment? If you are born anew in every moment, is it not then in that you are changing but you are not changing?
Okay. Yeah. I guess as long as there's like a remaining me, like you said.
Who said? I said born anew.
I know. Well, my objection to that from the get-go has been that in each moment I have absolutely no idea of anything that occurred before.
So what? That's not the question.
So then I guess...
So what you're saying, if you have no idea what went before, then what you're saying is you are so addicted to living by memories, and it is, if you understand this, only memories that you are living when you say you want to continue. Without memories, you don't continue.
Exactly right. I think memories is the only sense I've had of an ongoingness, remaining and enduring, a continuing.
I don't disagree with that, but it's destroying you.
Well, it's the only thing that's keeping me as well.
No.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, that's not true, because we haven't even decided what we are talking about. And I have said this for years. Your body may live by memories and need memories to sustain itself, but you do not. So let's back up again. Is there a you that you would want to continue that doesn't require memories, that could be steadfast and remain or abide or endure?
I don't know if there is a me that does that, but either I'd like there to be or I'd like to create one that is.
Wait just a minute now. What's wrong with doing that?
Doing what?
You said I would like there to be one that does, or I would like to create one that does. Maybe that is the nature of life, for you to create that abiding you.
Well, that's what I've begun thinking in the last couple weeks. Just thinking, meaning thinking about that, thinking what that means, yeah.
So, could you then, maybe if you create an abiding or remaining you, then you could continue while remaining.
Yeah.
Or you could remain while everything else continues and passes you by in that regard, but in that you see yourself continuing and know it and feel it and sense it because you remain. So, what kind of self, thinking about that today, is there a kind of self that you would truly be willing to remain in and as, or abide in, while the rest of the world changes?
Yes, there is. I haven't figured out how to describe that.
Ooh, wait just a minute now. Let me see if I understand this correctly. What you're saying then is that you sense there is, but you cannot describe it. Is this correct?
So let me ask you a question now. Am I saying, since we said that this self has to be created, it's going to come through on the phone, that if I have to create this self, and you say I sense that it's there, does that mean I've been creating it for a while now?
I think that's where I was going. You are, if you sense it and you think there is, it means you sense it, then you've been creating that all along.
Oh, you see that? I didn't understand. I thought maybe I had to start right now, assuming I hadn't created it.
No. Maybe you haven't given it the life that you want, but like data bumping up against data randomly, so you have been, as the universe creates itself and thinks, you have been thinking and creating yourself as well.
Oh, I see. So this might exist randomly, but we're talking about bringing it to my conscious life.
Aha.
Oh, okay.
What would be wrong with that? In other words, this could be a self of you that you bring alive by giving it a particularness or making it personal for you. You bring it alive. It's there only as a, let's call it like the universe thinking, a random thinking or a sensing of yourself. Wouldn't it be nice then to stop merely living by that randomness and be living by the self that you truly are particular about and personally desire?
Yeah. Can I sidebar for just a second? Yeah,
sure.
Or do you want to keep going?
No.
Sidebar, completely not to the track where you're going. So this thing that has been, my sense is there already, was that something I optioned, or was that something that, does that occur randomly, and then I bring it to my awareness by optioning?
Ah, so this is kind of...
Meaning that at some point I decided through all this, you know, death when I die, I want to live on, and then I start sensing that. You know?
Let's assume that. But then, is it possible that you, as merely a condition of the universe at one time, like random data, was, let's call it, just a random action or a random thinking in the universe. But gradually then that accumulates into particular thinking. Doesn't even have to be intentional thinking. It can be just particularization. Is that not reasonable?
Reasonable to me, yeah. Sure.
And then after particular thinking in that regard, or which is like putting data and information together through that process, then you finally can realize that you can think very particular. And in thinking particular, that and more than that is emergent. You didn't have to do anything to cause it, but it is emergent. What if the universe functions that way?
That's useful.
So then maybe then the you that we're talking about that is eternal in that way, really that you bring that alive merely by thinking in that way. And then that individual or aspect of yourself is emergent.
Okay.
Then I go back. What self would you like to have emergent that would fill out the position or occupy the position of continuing?
Yes.
Do you want Andrew to continue? Because if you want Andrew to continue, then everything that continues with you is all your shit. And so, therefore, along with some now and then good stuff, you're continuing all the shit. What do you want to continue?
Right. So it was pretty clear when you said it a second ago, I was just thinking what I want to continue is whatever self I can imagine, I mean, because I only imagine right now, but the self I can imagine right now that would be what I most truly desire to be and become, and I mean that in language terms right now, but whatever, however I would describe that, that's the self that I want.
Well, what is that?
Let's see, well, I guess that would be the self that, shows others to their fineness and lives and breathes fineness in life all the time.
All right. Do you suppose, because you don't even know what that means, those are just, you didn't describe that, you just used some adjectives,
okay,
etc. So the all question right. is, can you understand that you in this lifetime, let's just allow this for the moment, that at the moment can't think of you greater than that?
Can't think of me greater than that, yeah.
Is that okay?
Unfortunate, I guess, but yeah.
Well, I'm just asking you if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you would be willing to do that forever?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because you went into adjectives and adverbs, and so, but if you really got into the particulars of that, I said, do that. If you've gotten into describing what we're talking, the self that we're talking about here, would you be willing to live that self and life eternally?
Yeah.
Could you understand then that in this lifetime that would be the greatest, let's say, person or individual or you that you could think of?
Yeah.
And that in another or the next lifetime you may be able to think of an even greater, greater, greater desirable individual, but if you continue, you couldn't be that.
That's my problem, yeah, because I can imagine that being the possibility.
Then why would you not imagine that in the same way that this is the self I would live in this lifetime and formulate that or particularize that, and in the next lifetime I would be able to particularize a whole different me?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, but, you know, I guess I started thinking that I had to come up with a specific answer, unchanging answer right now.
But that unchanging answer would only be, let's call it, the best you could think of for now. And would that not then be the greatest you for this lifetime? But if you continue that greatest you, you have to live that in the next lifetime. Whereas if in the next lifetime you were born anew, you could create yourself and your greatest self all over again in a different way with greater understandings of you. Continuing would deprive you of that. To continue, you have to continue play your old memories out until they strangle you.
The patient has difficulty in answering this once and for all question. Definitely.
I'm just discussing your options. If there are properties, well, let's speak of that for a moment.
You know what, Beth? Stop right there for a second. That's interesting, because you just said you're discussing options, and I thought I had to give an answer. Mm. Not to you, but like in my own life, anytime that comes up, I think I need to give an answer to make progress on that, and I didn't ever think about just discussing about myself my options.
Why not? No, you don't discuss yourself your options. Give yourself options. Yes, I want to be the best me now and in this lifetime, and I don't want to be stuck with that. I want to be the best me.
I don't want to be stuck with that.
Okay. Yes. I want to be free that in the next lifetime or the next particle of time, whatever, I am free again to be and live the greatest me that is even greater than this lifetime.
Okay.
So you don't continue, you begin anew in every lifetime.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. So wait then. So I don't continue, but I begin anew in every lifetime. So, okay, I'll just go from there. Yep.
What would be wrong with that?
I was just puzzling a little bit. Well, I guess I was just puzzling a little bit on this enduring or everlasting part.
Why?
I guess we haven't got there yet.
We said this was the greatest thing that I could think of in this lifetime right now, that I would live eternally. Yes, that would be it. Well, then why not live that now? And then in the next lifetime, say, wait a minute here. This is the self and life, the greatest self and life and me that I could think of, and that's what I want to live eternally.
Okay.
What would be wrong with that?
Nothing.
So if you continue, then you continue and are aware of continuing only because you carry on the memories and keep doing the same damn stupid things over and over and over again.
Okay.
No, not okay. I mean, argue against it.
I know. I'm just asking. I have a question here. Where does the remaining self fit in this?
What remaining self?
The self we were talking about yet last week. A self remains.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. What do you mean by remains?
Well, that's what we talked about last week, and I
know. What do you mean by remains? You asked me, what happened to that remaining self? And I'm asking you, what are you talking about?
about a self... What? It doesn't... Yeah, okay. It doesn't change ever. It, Yeah, that's it. That's
right.
It doesn't change ever.
So, are you willing to live a self that never changes?
Okay. Because we were just talking about a self I can update regularly, like Misty's computer today.
No, I never said that you could update yourself at all. I said in the next lifetime, you start all over again. There's no updating.
Oh, okay. I guess updating would be like continuing.
That's right. And continuing is self-destructive in the first place. But what's wrong with... beginning anew.
Well, okay, I'm not tracking all this. So, beginning anew, completely anew?
Sure.
And, there's another person, but there's maybe not a me left.
There's a me. If there's another person, there's a me.
It's not me.
Well, it is you at the time.
Okay, I guess what I'm finding out, that sounds fine. What I'm wanting is, I want to remember... That.
Then you want to remember? No, now wait just a minute now.
I want to be aware of the me that...
Whoa, let me pause this for a moment. What if I give you access to remember that, but you don't have to remember that?
Then you have met both my want and my problems in doing that, and I would be satisfied.
Are you happy?
Now I am.
Okay, so then you would say, okay, as long as I can do that, I could have access to that should I choose to do so, but I don't have to do that.
That's right.
Oh.
So then
you get out of the devil or the problems or the difficulties or the properties that come along with continuing. Is that not true?
Yeah.
Because if you continue, then you have certain properties or aspects that the nature of continuing, that goes along with the nature of continuing, like the emergent properties of something. In other words, continuing means that you have a sort of a karmic life. Because you continue the good stuff and the bad stuff, and then you try to overcome the bad stuff with the good stuff. Hey, continuing means you continue your judgments. You continue your ailment. You continue your problem. Hey, if you're going to continue, you can't just pick and choose. You got to continue.
That's right. All my doubts and insecurities and all
so,
that stuff.
So continuing doesn't sound so... swift.
No, I tell you, the only thing that won out was at least there was a self to continue, and I could just work on the rest as I went along. That's why I settled for that.
If you're born anew, why would you have to have a self that continues? Because the very nature of the self that continues, it only continues its old problems and its old ways and its old memories and everything of that nature. Why would you want to continue that?
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm ready.
All right. Because I think that without an awareness of some continuing, it's meaningless.
It's meaningless with continuing, and it's meaningful without continuing, simply because you don't, it's meaningless with continuing, because you have to spend your time and effort dealing with overcoming, solving, and resolving, or repeating and overdoing again and again and again the same old crap.
Well, I mean, you know.
If you remain, can you not remain as you truly desire? Can you not be as you truly desire in each lifetime and remain that, should you choose to do so or not?
I guess so.
But you don't have to carry it on through memories, do you? Because through the nature of memory, as we discussed the original universe, through the nature of memory, you can reconstruct yourself, can you not? If the universe thinks, then you think as data and information as well. But in this regard, it's not random thinking, that then that allows you to reconstruct yourself through minding or thinking any way you truly desire. What's wrong with that?
Sounds all right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I give these answers and I recognize that I'm stuck with certain things. And I haven't, like I said, giving answers, I haven't really described a situation for myself. Maybe
That's why I'm trying to get you into then saying, describing. What are the significance of remaining? What do you mean by that? What are the significance of continuing? And is that what I would truly desire to be or do?
I sense both the benefits and the drawbacks of these things that I'm talking about, like continuing it all.
But you think only in terms of the benefits somehow or other, and try to ignore the drawbacks because you want to continue in the first place, no matter what it means.
Yeah, the benefit outweighs the drawbacks. That's right.
But that's really not true. I gave you a way to then not continue, but to have access to that, so that you don't, so in the sense of continuing, allow me that, the sense of continuing, you don't have to actually continue and continue all the stuff.
Okay. Right.
See, what you think in terms of continuing and what religion has said is you continue only as the good stuff. That doesn't work. You don't get that. You are, as reincarnation would say, well, yeah, but you go back and do it over again until you get it right, until it's all good stuff. Neither of those sound too inviting.
Yeah, I was going to the second option. That's right.
But until you get it right.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this question. If you got it right, what would your life be like? What would you be and do?
Well, let's see. I guess what I'd be and do from day to day would change. But generally, I suspect I'd be quite content and...
No, get out of... What would you be and do? Don't tell me your emotions or feelings or adjectives or adverbs.
Apparently, that's what I have. I don't have any of the other specifics.
But you do have it, because you do sort of have a sense of it, but you won't. But you have deprived yourself of that. You want me to explain?
Yes, please.
At the present time in your present life, you cannot, because you've limited yourself to this, you cannot think outside of this lifetime.
Yes, that's true.
And so even the greatest you would think of right now would be, in a sense, a overcoming of the negatives of this lifetime. Is that what you want to do for eternity?
I guess not, no.
You can't...
I don't want to spend my time messing with those things. I want to get on with a more of a expansive progression of the self and life I want. I don't want to be dealing with...
What is the self and life you want?
Hello.
You see, this is the conundrum you've got yourself into, because even the finest thing of this lifetime that you would say you want, you can't think of that outside of, when you get down to describing that, you can't think of that outside of this lifetime, and that doesn't seem to be enough.
Right. Okay.
What if in another lifetime you started all over again, and then what you could think of then would be even more? But you can't think of it now.
That's right. I suspect that's more the case. Yeah.
But if you continue to the next lifetime, you're going to do the same shit.
Yes.
If you bypass the next lifetime and start all over again, then you are not stuck with continuing this lifetime in memories. But if this lifetime is so great, you could have access to this lifetime the same way as you can with any past life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why would you not then want in every lifetime to be the self and life you truly desire in that lifetime?
Wait a minute.
If you would like to be the greatest self in life that you could be in that lifetime, you could live it in each lifetime.
Okay.
And you could be that in each lifetime. And you could have access to that from the next lifetime, but you don't limit yourself to that. Because eternal means recurring, it does not mean continuing.
Right, okay.
Doesn't anybody want to jump in here and say, wait a minute?
No, I'm just more trying to keep track of all these different things. Right? So yes, what you said reminded me there's recurring.
Then, could you not then create the recurring self that is firm and steady, yet and remains, yet continues?
Why continues? I thought we didn't want to continue. We wanted to create a new.
I said, could you not create a self that is firm and steady and remains, yet continues? Let me ask you another question. Do you move through time, or does time move around you? And in either of those answers, can you not remain firm and steady and yet continue as time moves around you? Or even firm and steady as you move through time? Have you not then, huh?
Now I got a question for you. Can you clarify, just make sure I'm tracking you, what you mean by continue in this case?
Same thing, you're continuing. You only continue because you sense a difference from what was to what is. If you sense what was to what is outside of yourself, then you then sense you're continuing. But you don't have to change while you're sensing you're continuing from what was to what is around you.
continuing all the crap and everything as well?
No, you don't have to do that. You're remaining firm. You don't have to deal with that.
Okay.
You still haven't gotten it.
It's like a couple of balls I'm juggling, putting together, so I haven't quite gotten it, yeah. I mean, I think I've...
All right, let me ask you a question. If you step into a river, could you not... You have two choices here. You can either go with the river, or let's call it a stream, or you can stand firm and feel the river flowing around you. Is this not correct? If you relax and go with the river or go with the flow, you don't sense yourself in movement, do you?
No.
No.
So, if you go with time and etc., then you would not sense yourself continuing, would you?
No, that's right, and I agree with that.
The only way you could sense yourself really continuing or in the water is to plant your feet and remain firm, and then you sense the continuing flowing all around you.
Yeah.
So then the only way that you can really sense yourself continuing is to be absolutely firm, steady, and remain.
Yeah? Right. Okay.
So, do you want to discuss that, anybody?
Oh, I think what you just said makes sense. Though I could sense my continuing is to remain.
So, then you remain and the river of time flows by. So you sense you're continuing only by remaining.
Okay.
If you change as life changes and go with the flow, you no longer can sense yourself continuing at all.
Right? That's the problem.
So continuing in that regard, like floating downstream, destroys your awareness of continuing.
And isn't this what Buddhism was trying to accomplish?
Who?
Buddhism.
Well, somewhat in a sense they were trying to do that, because they were trying to destroy your sense of self in the first place and say there is no self to continue.
Just flowing.
And I'm saying, wait a minute, that may be true by your way, but I want myself to continue by remaining firm. So, I will create and establish myself by remaining firm that will continue.
Yeah, okay.
So when I ask you...
Wait. So basically my whole life I've been going on without a remaining self. Well, not an awareness of remaining self, so I don't have an awareness of continuing, so I've been struggling to continue.
You've been what?
Struggling to continue.
That's right.
I didn't have an awareness of continuing.
Now,
if you had an
awareness of your firm and steady self, you could remain that and have a complete awareness of being firm and steady, and at the same time, absolute continuing.
Right.
So, You haven't brought up the one yeah but that I expected to hear.
Well, I'm so confused. I don't have a yeah but yet. What's up?
Oh, well, I don't want to make it any worse for you, so we'll just pass the yeah but by.
Okay.
So, following our topic today, are you willing to be born anew in every moment? Which this does not mean that an essence of you is brought to life anew in every moment. It means that you are brought to existence anew in every moment.
Okay.
What is the self and life, or the self, that you would choose to have be born anew in every moment? And in every lifetime.
The self I truly desire in that lifetime.
Okay. So, you're saying that, let me see if I get this right. Then you're saying that that self that you are in this lifetime, that you truly desire, is the self that you would like to be born anew in each lifetime.
Yes.
Okay. We're getting somewhere, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, could you not, if we started talking about this, could you not begin describing that self and life that you truly desire in this lifetime?
Yeah, right. Once we zero in on it like this, yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't this a beginning way to create a self which does remain steady and does continue at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. So then in the next lifetime, that you could be born anew, yet that self would remain steady.
Yes.
And unchanging.
Yeah.
And not continuing.
Okay.
You see what our language... Go ahead.
In this example would be the steadiness truly desire.
Yeah.
That is in each lifetime different, but the truly desire remains.
Let's assume that that's the case. But that's not a you, but that is merely data, which then that truly desire you can incorporate anew in the next lifetime.
Yes.
Okay. And you can have access to that self you truly desired in the next lifetime.
Yeah.
You don't need to have it continue and continue with all of its discontent, problems, pains, and difficulties.
No, that's not necessary.
That's right. So then you could be born anew and in each lifetime then establish or born anew the self and life you would truly desire.
Exactly. Yes.
Now my question is, doesn't that feel or sense or seem far, far, far greater, allow me the greater, more expansive, extensive in that regard, than merely continuing the old shit until you get it fixed up and make amends and make it right?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Well, that's what we've been talking about for 4 or 5 weeks here. And the question is, if as long as you keep thinking about thinking, like the first question, that as long as we keep thinking about thinking in that way, you can't get your head around what it is you truly desire.
Really?
No.
Why is that again?
Because you only think of continuing versus remaining. You only think of, if I don't continue, then I die, or that's the end of me. You're only thinking, languaging, and what I've tried to do here is to take you through this, walking through this process by describing each step along the way.
So how does this change of the idea about whether the universe thinks or not, how does that,
I said that whether the universe thinks or not, to think about that, you have to change your way of thinking.
Yeah.
By, like you would say, give yourself options. Yes, the universe thinks because of so-and-so and so-and-so and such and so forth. No, the universe doesn't think because it's not intentional, etc., etc. But you see, in that then, you have established options for yourself, and what you spent all your lifetime with is thinking that if it thinks, then there has to be a God that's doing the thinking. Get out of that. If you continue, then there must be something that continues. Get out of that thought.
But if I describe both options to myself, yes, there is, yes, the universe does, no, the universe doesn't, I'm not riding both sides of the fence on that. I'm giving myself options. But
all you do in that is, the once you do something like that, you are giving yourself choices. But after you've made the choice in thinking, let's say, in a different way in that regard, then you automatically come up with options, not choices.
Okay.
You didn't get that?
Well, not entirely, but I haven't ever done that either, so I'll stick it out.
Oh, okay. Is Anno the self that you would have remain firm and steady in?
Yes.
You sure?
For now, I am.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, maybe have a different answer in a couple days or a couple years.
So then the answer is no.
Well, I mean,
the answer is no.
Okay.
You can't say yes, yeah, but.
I thought we just talked about that later on. I might think of something even greater than that.
No. In another life, you're born anew. There is a different you. You don't get to think of a greater Anno anytime you want to. Now you've fallen right back into language again.
Why can't I have that option?
What?
Think of a greater Anno if I want to.
Because then you're living by memories and choices. And you're creating yourself choices, choices, choices is every minute. That's already the problem.
I think I missed a step there.
I guess you did. How do you, the property of continuing is, how do you find the right choice to continue?
That's right.
What do you mean, right?
Well, that's what a choice is, finding the right one to continue.
Do you want to live by that struggle?
No.
Then you don't want to continue.
So I have no idea what the answer would be. If Anno is no, I have no idea.
I just asked you. I didn't. You are the one that said yes to he would be the one you would want to live, remain steady in, until you changed it. So you can't say you would remain steady in Anno when you're always saying, well, yeah, that'll be okay till I change it. You're the one. I just rubbed your nose in that when you say, yeah, until I change it in that regard, that your answer is really no. That isn't the self that you would be willing to remain steady in.
I guess I don't know how I can know the self I'd be willing to remain steady in yet.
Why do you have to know the self? Because you want to... No, I said create the self.
Okay, I can create the self, but I think I'm still going to need some information, aren't I? Or
why?
I don't know.
Did you, in your interview, stop and say, oh, wait a minute, I got to think of some information here, or did you just open your mouth and create?
Kind of, yeah, pieces and parts were coming together that I hadn't thought about, yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's the kind of the way and manner of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, but that was a live making on the spot. That wasn't really is this the one I continue? Let me think about that.
Why not? If you then would it not be that you would want to continue being able to then do and say on the spot exactly those things that you would be willing to be and do? Then you started creating that, have you not?
Well, yes.
You didn't create it to live it. But in living that, you created that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about here.
But if you're asking me about Anno, do I know if Anno has that characteristic going or not?
I'm talking about Anno. We talked about creating a self. Is Anno the self?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What are his characteristics that you'd be willing to be and live eternally?
Oh, it's a lot like living in that state of mind. For me, when I picture it, it's like a combination of living it's where I sense and function when I'm like giving a reading, while at the same time living and functioning in the clock time world. It's using both together. That's what it's like. And yeah, I would live that forever, yes.
Then would you be willing to live that forever in every day of your life now?
Yeah, absolutely, no question.
But you're not making the effort to do that. That's an accusation.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Well, I think we've come to a standstill here for the moment in this regard. I think we're getting in deeper than you want to go, or maybe you need to sit and think about some of this stuff, and maybe we'll...
I want to ask, how's Simone doing with this? I mean, I feel like I'm juggling about 3, 4, or 5 balls right now, keeping them going here, but what about Simone?
Ask Simone.
I am asking Simone.
What are you asking?
Well, are you okay with this? Are you getting it? Are you ready to quit? Is it too much? Where are you at with this discussion? Were you listening?
I'm at the point where as I said before, the truly desire remains. And the truly desire is then the eternal self somehow. But this truly desire can change in every lifetime as I choose then. Am I close or am I far away?
Well, your words are okay, but I think you're a little farther away than you think you are, but your words are quite fine in what you say.
Where do you think that I am away?
I don't think that you are steady about as you truly desire. I think you are wavering in that, thinking that you can change as you truly desire in each lifetime.
I'm not sure about that.
What happens if we say, as you truly desire remains, but the way in which you live as you truly desire can change in every lifetime. What does that do?
This is more precise, I think, yes.
So, as you truly desire is not necessarily you. As you truly desire is a concept. And the concept can remain, yet in every lifetime you could be born anew and live the same as you truly desire in an entirely different way.
Yes, the expression or the particularization would be different in each lifetime.
Okay. So there is not a you that continues, there is an as you truly desire that continues, which is not a you, and that then you can access that as you truly desire and live that as a different you, a new you in every lifetime.
Yes.
And so in that, you are steady and firm in as you desire, and you continue living that anew in every lifetime, and in that then you don't carry forth all of the stuff from before. You carry only the concept of you. Only the concept of as you truly desire continues.
So the remaining part can be a concept.
What remaining part?
When as I truly desire remains as a concept.
But you do not.
But I do not, yes.
Now.
So
you,
the concept is remaining. No,
let's assume that for a moment. Just as data and information, the concept remains, you do not. In the next lifetime, could you, allow me this, grasp onto that concept as you truly desire and live anew in the next lifetime?
Yes.
How do you grasp onto that?
How do you grasp on to a past lifetime?
I guess it's just sort of... Well, I might, like in this case, say, hey, what's the life I truly desire? And maybe access it through entanglement, or it just sort of pop up, or...
Well, good for you, sweets. That's exactly
what... Wait. Maybe I get this. Maybe kind of like, does the universe think? Maybe I don't think either, but maybe randomly it accumulates. Around a pattern or a question.
Oh yes, but maybe your thinking really accumulates around who or what you truly desire.
That's what I was trying to figure out. What comes first? Yeah.
No, you've got, it doesn't matter. You've already got that process going.
Okay.
Now, what if that is the process or that continues? You do not.
Okay.
Do you understand that if you think only in terms of right, wrong, good, bad, or the right answer and all of that, that won't come up?
Yeah.
But you can set yourself up, like doing a past life reading, you can set yourself up for understanding as I truly desire, and then express that anew in each lifetime.
Yeah. Okay, so Roger, are we going around, I'm just asking this, are we going around in like, kind of, what do you call it, working over our, in doing all these different things, we're doing the subjects that we talk about and looking at how we approach death and what we think continuing means, are we somehow here getting around to like pulling apart and reworking this basic concept that, I mean, even if I could talk forever living, speak all day, I still carry that same concept, and I'll pull together everything in that same old way again. Are we kind of trying to restructure the whole, I don't know what to call it here, basic concept of that I'm living?
In a sense that, listen very carefully, in a sense that's true, because everything in life is presented as a duality, but it's not an opposing duality. And what in the same way as we could say light is both a particle or a wave, it presents itself as a particleness or a wave or a continuing wave, then matter and all things in matter are presented, by the way, in the same way, then so is your life. And you can continue as a wave, and there are certain wave properties and concepts that you are living, or you could be a continuous or continuum of discrete patterns like life, or discrete particles like life is a discrete continuation of photons. Now, if you are living discrete, like discrete photons, you're living the discrete as you truly desire at all times in each lifetime. And you in a sense continue that as you truly desire. That's one thing you can live. Or you can just default yourself to continuing as a wave, and in that then there's a whole bunch of properties of living as a continuing wave, which means living by memories that you have to put up with. And all I'm trying to say is you've been living as a wave, a continuing wave, by fact or by hope, and you've been struggling with all of the consequences or properties of waveness, continuingness, karmicness, doing right, gaining salvation, forgiveness, continuing your judgments. This is all continuing. Continuing your pains and problems and difficulties, and etc. Or you can say, stop. I can live firmly as a particle. I will choose the particle that I will choose to be, and I will live that. And I'll watch everything around me change. And so I will sense or feel that I am continuing, but I'm not changing in that continuing. I have chosen the self and life that I am willing to be eternally. What would be wrong with that?
Nothing. I just get the sense that that would change everything.
It would change everything in your life today. It's kind of like JC says, you got to be born again. Okay, but then he didn't get it. He didn't fully understand what that meant. So I'm saying, yes, you've got to, in a sense, you don't have to give up your old crap. You can continue with that. But when you live, as I'm talking about, as a continuousness of particleness, then all the old stuff just goes away. You don't have to solve it, fix it, repair it, change it. All that does is just keep you right in the same goddamn continuing mess.
Yeah, that's kind of the sense I've got, is that, you know, in so many different ways, the way we look at, answer, or habitually deal with our questions keeps us in our old stuck ways.
That's right. And all I'm trying to do is to say, okay, you can always default to that. That's fine. So why can't we have a discussion of, well, wait a minute, you mean I got all these other options? Yes, you do. Well, I don't have to protect my old ideas and concepts. No, you can default to those anytime you want to. You can say, hey, Cotting, screw it. I'm going back to my old stuff. I like it. And you're not threatening yourself by discussing these ideas, but you do by torturing everything.
Okay.
So life gives you the opportunity to particleize and be and live who you truly desire, or to continue through, that's live as you desire through memory, and or to continue in ways that you're continuing your memories and all the problems and difficulties that goes along with that.
I see.
So all I'm asking you is, what particle, what you, would you choose to be and live? And then be able to show you how you can do that regardless of all of the crap going on around you.
Okay.
And wouldn't that be okay?
That would be quite fine.
Yeah.
Like I say earlier tonight, I'd be a satisfied customer.
See, what you're trying to do when you become peaceful and calm and etc., you're trying to remain peaceful in the middle of the storm. I'm asking you to remain yourself in every situation and let everything else storm around you. What do you care?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there if we don't have any more questions.
No, sorry I got confused there, but it's helpful. I get so caught up in my old ways of thinking.
That's right. So just what I'm saying here is, just remember that you can say, okay, like the first thing, let's talk about thinking in a whole different way, because you're always safe to default back to your old ways.
Yeah, and I'm always trying to get back to one answer that covers everything.
That's right.
Think about describing. Now, I don't try to think about describing the field in which I'm playing first.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, with that, we'll say goodnight.
And Merry Belated Christmas, everybody.
Okay. There's not a whole lot of buddies on here, but that's fine.